Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Bob Soucy, and Bill Belichick has just concluded his press conference. The Patriots do make a selection at number 32, bringing in another defensive lineman, Malcolm Brown, out of Texas. And you have to like what you see in this guy. You almost want to say Malcolm Butler, though. I almost messed that one up.
Well, one L in this Malcolm's first name, and as we know from his first 3 years at the University of Texas, he has been Malcolm in the middle as a defensive tackle, 320 pounds, but last year under new head coach Charlie Strong, who took over for Mac Brown, played more on the outside. And Jackie, with the loss of Vince Wilfork and with the defense that last year struggled at times against the run, certainly makes a lot of sense. Great value, I think, in the eyes of many. This was a player who was picked very high. A long wait for the 32nd pick to be taken. Malcolm Brown, though, in the minds of many observers who follow the draft very closely, I think a wait worthwhile.
Right, and Coach Belichick did address the Vince Wilfork replacement speculation, saying, you know, maybe not quite. Now, you do have to like this guy's size. I mean, he's described as the big athletic man, 320, definitely a big guy, very versatile on the defensive line. But Coach Belichick wants to see what he can do once he gets here in a Patriots uniform. And, of course, there's a lot of guys in that rotation now on defensive line. He's not here to solve one major problem that was left by Vince Wilfork.
And one thing about the defensive line, with the draft choice last year in the first round, Dominique Easley, now Malcolm Brown, you're getting two pieces who have a huge upside with versatility. And I think Bill can do a lot of different things with Dominique, not necessarily a guy who can only play on the outside, but, of course, move him inside. And with Brown, as evidenced by his collegiate career, maybe we will see him occasionally on the outside. But I think you're right. They have to get more depth at defensive tackle in addition to the talent. Chris Jones, Silver Salinga, along with Alan Branch, some of the other guys in that position, you know, certainly they've got some bodies to take up space and make plays. But this is a guy who really can be a three-down player, it seems, on the surface, if he hits the ceiling.
And Coach Belichick not only impressed by what he can do on the football field, but his maturity level as well. A guy who's very young, 20 years old, married, two kids, seems to have the intelligence that the Patriots like here.
Great perspective, it seems. A guy who could have come out after his junior year, but he stayed in school, even getting acclimated to the new coaching staff. And he seems to come to the Patriots without the off-field questions facing a lot of the top prospects in the draft, or at least enough of them, you know, that we saw a couple even fall out of the first round altogether who were expected to be taken high when we started tracking prospects back at the combine. So in Malcolm Brown, you got a guy, like you say, seems mature, versatile, athletic, good penetrating defensive tackle, at least in his collegiate career, and we'll see if it translates to the pros.
That's right. Well, day one, night one, I guess, in the books. We'll have plenty of coverage throughout the weekend, but that will do it for Bob and myself for now, and we'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.